carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
It's another night on Alabama's streets and highways. And for the officers patrolling them, that means danger. Drugs, weapons, violent crimes, it's all in a day's work. But the biggest threat to these officers' lives isn't criminals. It's drivers. Drivers who fail to move over and get out of the way. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. And not just them. Tow truck drivers, highway maintenance workers, risking their lives every day. In the last decade alone, over 138 officers lost their lives in traffic-related crashes. And too many of those were on roadsides right here in Alabama. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by Aldot Alia, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. All in all, not a bad weekend forecast. Tonight will be dry, partly cloudy, not as chilly as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Not bad in February. Some spotty showers possible in the afternoon and evening hours on Sunday. And the same thing on President's Day Monday. A few spotty showers, high around 70. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by Monday night into Tuesday. Tuesday is a warmer day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. A few years ago, and to be honest, they all kind of all run together, a caller named Sebastian called in. Well, recently I received a text from him offering to supply me with some data that's always been readily available to me previously, but for reasons unexplained, I can no longer get. So, Sebi, if you're listening, if you can, please acquire that data, and I hope you're doing well, man, I really do. And if you wish to call, you know you're more than welcome to. All right. With that being said, let's move on here and see what we've got. I wanted to read this story about Apple. Hang on a second. That's good radio, huh? If you've ever wondered why it seems like your old iPhone suddenly just slows down once the newer and more expensive iPhones debuted, well, you're right. It did slow down because Apple purposely slowed it down to entice you to buy a newer product. They're being fined $27 million for slowing down older iPhones. Now, I don't know if they're any better, but I don't use those. I don't use those at all. I use the competing brand, which for some reason I'm drawing a blank, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I use the other ones. I don't use these. Hey, Casablanca is on Turner Classics. How about that? Well, I've got it in my hand. Whatever this thing is. I use the competing brand, and I like it a lot better than I do Apple. I haven't liked Apple since they suddenly changed the adapters that go in the back of the iPods, because I had tons of those little long, 17-pin. Then they went to that little one, and you had to buy adapters and new cables. That made me mad. They did it just to do it, I think. But anyway, yeah, Apple got caught doing it, so they're being fined, thank goodness. At least somebody's looking out for us, very few, but... In another story, a Soros-tied group run by top Democratic operatives are promoting the globalist leftist agenda. What are the chances? Why has he not been arrested? Why is this man not in prison? I think we all know the answer to that. Because the ones truly running every country on this planet, they're all playing for the same team. And it's not a good team, folks. What they call this one here in America, the group aiming to spread leftist billionaire Soros' radical global agenda is called the Transatlantic Democracy Working Group. And you know it's got to be an acronym, TDWG. It's an offshoot of the Soros-funded German Marshall Fund, a liberal foreign policy think tank based in all places of Washington, D.C. Yeah, how about that? Well, this TDWG is operated by dozens of former senior government bureaucrats, national security experts, and human rights advocates, including, but not limited to, former Obama administration officials and staff members of Democratic politicians. The group's director, a woman named Susan Cork, that's Cork with an E on the end of it, was previously deputy director of the Europe section in the State Department's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She's a registered Democrat. And all her federally reported campaign contributions have gone to the Democratic fundraising clearinghouse ActBlue, which has raised billions of dollars. Obama's law school classmate, Norm Eisen, is the co-chair of the TDWG steering committee. How about that? It just goes on and on and on, folks. These people are evil. You know, one thing I can't understand is how can anyone who considers themselves a Christian go for the Democratic agenda, which is to kill children. I don't understand that. I don't see how you can. I don't see how you can call yourself a Christian and be a Democrat. I'm sorry, but that's the way I see it. Okay, I've talked on this show before about what's called Alternative 3. Here's the way the story goes. I've heard this from William Cooper. I've heard this from other researchers, truthers, whatever. For some reason, Truman and Eisenhower, those guys back in that day, were concerned about overpopulation. Now, I have a problem with that, because if you believe the Bible, if you believe God, do you really believe that God, and that's all caps, would put us on this planet, order us to procreate, have kids, and then not give us the means and ability to support all the kids we created? I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe it at all. Well, they do, and they've been working and plotting and doing all kind of stuff to depopulate because they're so afraid we're going to run out of resources on this planet. Well, if they don't quit doing what they're doing, we are going to run out of resources, but that's a whole nother story. But they came up with something called Alternative 3. The third of these alternatives, one was to dig deep underground military bases, which they've done. Another is a crazy idea of like busting a hole in the ozone and getting all the pollution off the planet, which is insane. But the third idea was to build off planet. That's Alternative 3. Well, listen to this article. The first generation of astronauts were pilots, but the next generation will be tech billionaires. The very same technocrats who are running society and the physical world into the ground are the first ones who want to get off the planet as it dies from climate change, overpopulation, disease, etc. We would have less problems if they would oblige. The desire to reach the heavens is as old as the Tower of Babel and has been depicted in art and literature for hundreds of years. Now that the technology exists to actually do it, technocrats are doing it. Mars is more hospitable than a Sahara Desert in the middle of summer, yet they deceive themselves that Mars is preferable to living on Earth. There's growing speculation that the trend for billionaires like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos is to research space travel. It's more than just boys and their toys. It could be a lifeboat to escape a dying planet, Earth. Billionaires could leave Earth behind for a space colony as our climate collapses. You've got the coronavirus, climate change, overpopulation, rising sea levels, the ever-present threat of nuclear war. See, lots of people would leave this planet if they possibly could, and maybe a few people can. Like a number of multi-billionaires, Elon Musk, got the SpaceX, Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin, Richard Branson, Virgin Galactic, Yuri Milner, they've all poured chunks of their fortunes into space travel. Maybe they're just squandering their unimaginable wealth on rockets the same way that mere millionaires might buy several yachts. But some people are speculating that the mega-rich might be planning to flee off-planet. In a New York Times article entitled "The Rich Are Planning to Leave This Wretched Planet," Michael Suffredini, who is spearheading the creation of a new luxury space station called the Axiom, I'll talk about that in a second, revealed the details on his designer orbital habitat. If you've ever seen the movie WALL-E, the Axiom is the name of the massive ship that all the people left the Earth and got on while Earth was being cleaned up. They left robots behind, which WALL-E was one of these robots, to clean up all the crap, the pollution, the garbage, the waste. They left, you know, hundreds of thousands of these WALL-E robots down here to clean up while they floated around in space, occasionally sending a probe to Earth to look for plants, plant life, any photosynthesis, any example of photosynthesis. Once that was found, that would come back to the ship, and it would put the ship automatically on a course to bring them back to Earth to re-inhabit the planet. So it's very interesting that this guy's calling his ship the same as was used in the Disney film WALL-E. How about that? Now, Elon Musk has spoken many times of his long-term goal of establishing a colony on Mars. He predicted that a holiday on Axiom would cost $55 million. And not only had he recruited world-famous French designer Philip Stark to create the station's interior, but he was close to doing a deal with a major European fashion house to provide custom-made spacesuits. Oh, I can just see that now. All the mega-rich and their really cool-looking suits on their Axiom floating around while we, you know, have to fight it out down here for food. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. 3-minute break. I'll be back. Finish this in 3 minutes.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Garden.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
I'm the one with two left feet standing on the lawn. Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Man, dealing with a progressive bioweapon that they call Morgellons disease. Thank you for listening. Talking about Elon Musk and his dreams of getting him and his uber-rich friends getting off this planet. Now, he claims that 3 people have already signed up, even though the space station has not yet been launched. They're planning on receiving their first guests 2 years from now. I'm sorry, 20 years from now, 2022, or 22 years from now, actually. Wait a minute, 2022 years from now, what am I saying? Elon Musk has made no secret of his plan to establish a permanent settlement on Mars. He stressed the importance of ensuring that humanity is a multi-planet species, so there will be some of us left behind if the worst should happen. Musk says, last century we had 2 massive wars, 3 if you count the Cold War. And while the PayPal billionaire isn't predicting a global conflict anytime soon, he says, I think it's unlikely that we'll ever have another world war again. I disagree with that. Well, his space company called Blue Origin has teamed up with aerospace giants Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman. But noted American media theorist Douglas Ruskoff has written that the overall direction of technological development was about creating an escape route for the super rich. He pointed out that combat robots would serve very well to guard the bolt holes of billionaires remaining on Earth once climate change reached its endgame, and he described Elon Musk's Mars colony as, quote, less a continuation of the human spirit than a lifeboat for the elite. That's exactly what it will be. Well, Branson's Virgin Galactic venture is currently developing new commercial spacecraft, and they certainly can afford a lifeboat. The world's richest people have seen their share of the world's total money supply increase from 42.5% at the height of the 08 financial crisis to just over 50% by the end of 2017. Now, that adds up to about $140 trillion. They have $140 trillion. That's a lot of money, folks. Now, Branson's new commercial spaceport is in New Mexico and is now operationally functional. But how's it possible to establish an off-world base? Now, we asked NASA Cheryl Warner whether there were any serious obstacles to developing a moon base with today's technology, and she told us, quote, from a technical standpoint, we're closer to returning to the moon than ever before, this time with modern systems that will provide more access to the lunar surface and allow us to stay on the surface for longer periods of time. The White House previously asked us to accelerate our return to the moon, and we're working diligently to land the first woman and the next man on the moon by 2024 and establishing sustainable lunar exploration by 2028. Doing so will prepare us for exploration farther into the solar system, including sending astronauts to Mars in the mid-2030s. Now, NASA, they've confidently predicted that all the technology for a permanent moon base is already in place. The British Interplanetary Society's Mark Hemsel told us when it comes to establishing a permanent orbitable habitat, the only current stumbling block is the need to develop a replacement for the space shuttle. The key new approach that's required for any of this to happen is reusability, he said, and this is what SpaceX and Blue Origin are both addressing. However, they are rather tiptoeing around the issue. The approaches they're using could have done 30 or 40 years ago. So I would argue the holds up are all political and economic. Well, so far the record for being out in space is Russia's Valery Polyakov, whatever, I can't pronounce that, with 437 days in space. Well, they've got stuff on the drawing board, basically stuff to ferry colonists to and from their orbital platforms. It's based on and centered around British Skylon from reaction engines. How about that? Wow. Well, my question is, what about the radiation belt? How are they planning on getting past that? I don't understand that. Plus, you've got the long-term effect of low gravity. Again, I go back to the movie WALL-E. These humans have been on this Axiom spaceship for over 700 years, and they've got floating chairs that they ride around in. They don't walk. They don't do any kind of physical activity. So they've gotten, let's say, short and squatty. So they're going to have to learn to walk all over again. They're going to have to do all, you know, get back to being a physical human being in order to get back to Earth and do anything. Anyway, if you haven't watched the movie WALL-E, you need to watch it. It's an excellent, very good movie. I don't particularly care for Disney, but it's a very good movie. Let's see. Well, that's about all I want to read about that. So, again, this goes back to Alternative 3 back during the Truman administration and Eisenhower administration. Interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. Let's see. I told you about the encryption devices and the CIA. Yeah. Crypto AG was the name of the company that the agency owns. Let's see what else we got here. Security forces, let's see, where is this? In Venezuela, security forces intercepted a light jet carrying almost 500 kilograms, that's 1,102 pounds, of cocaine, and they detained two Brazilian citizens in relation to the incident. How about that? That's a lot of coke, folks. A lot of coke. Interesting. They've actually seized almost 2.5 tons of coke since the beginning of the year. What's going on there? Interesting. Human trafficking. Human trafficking is so bad in this country that President Trump just created a new official position in an attempt to stop it. This is yet another reason they want to get rid of this man. Human trafficking has become so pervasive in America that Donald Trump created an entirely new position to stop it. The practice essentially has been swept under a rug for far too long in politics, underneath partisan issues like racism, gender equality, and politics as usual. And I would add that it's swept under the rug by the bureaucrats in D.C. because most of them are actively engaged in it. And I stand by that. The White House estimates as many as 25 million victims of human trafficking around the globe. That's how many there are. These unfortunate individuals are typically female, and about a quarter of them are children. The top states for incidences of human trafficking are California, Texas, and Florida. And these are many times greater than any other state, and that shouldn't surprise you because two of the three are located at the border. You know, one of the most asinine things I see are the so-called black leaders who refused to let go of the cruel slave trade of America some 200 years ago. Why? Because they're opportunistic money and power grubbers who simply want to use what happened to many of their ancestors centuries ago to remain, quote, relevant in the America of today. Would it make more sense to use your notoriety to attack the insidious practice of today's slavery rather than dwell on the past? But of course, you can't make any money doing that, can you? Scumbags. Sorry, I had to say that. By a new executive order, President Trump signed into law on Friday a new position specifically designed to fight the onslaught of human trafficking that plagues our country today. The statute brings various governmental departments together, including Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, and the Department of Education to fight human traffickers and prevent the practice from happening in the United States. You know, that's all good, and I like that. However, I just have this bad feeling that once Trump is out of office, that it's going to be used the other way. And I, like I said, I applaud Trump for this. However, what's going to happen when he's out of office? Once another pedophile president gets back in office, regardless of whether they have a D or an R behind their name, it really won't matter. Won't this act make it easier for the infiltrated agents of the satanic within our government to procure more children? Yes, it will. That's what scares me. And it should scare you. Did you know? Hurricane Katrina, we all remember the infamous Hurricane Katrina, what it did to the Gulf of Mexico, right? Did you know that not the first oil company has been held accountable for the 10.8 million gallons of oil spilled in the Gulf? That's a fact. They have not been held accountable. Also, did you know that when the Exxon Valdez ran aground, whatever it did, up in Alaska, and all that oil spilled, the captain, who apparently was intoxicated at the time, did you know that his case was dismissed and he never spent a day in jail? I bet you didn't know that, did you? Because the media didn't tell you that. That's why the media is such a dangerous and powerful weapon. Because we look to the media to tell us these things. How can you get enraged over something if you don't know that something happened? Think about that. It's unbelievable. 14 years later, not one assessment of the damage to natural resources has been carried out in the Gulf of Mexico. Nor is there a plan to help restore impacted ecosystems. And not one of the 140 responsible parties has faced a fine or even a citation. Sad. Instead of having to pay fines, the companies whose oil spilled into the water have actually been reimbursed $19 million from a federal trust for the oil they lost, claiming that the spills and damage were caused by an unforeseeable act of God. This is according to the review by ProPublica and its partners. Now, the act of God defense holds a lot of weight in Louisiana. Adam Brabich, a former director of the Tulane Environmental Law Clinic, told the journalist at ProPublica and its partners that while the Act of God defense does not usually release oil companies from liability, it does weaken arguments to hold them accountable. Quote, "We don't normally penalize companies for an Act of God event," said Greg Langley of the Department of Environmental Quality to ProPublica. "We just get right to remediation." You know, I remember after that happened, we got a letter from some large law firm saying, don't you guys, hasn't this impacted your business? And it kind of hinted around that we could make it look like it had impacted our business and get a check from the oil companies. I shredded it. I put it in the shredder and shredded it. I'm not going to do that. But I don't understand why these companies weren't held accountable. But then again, everything's upside down in today's America. Excuse me, Babylon. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Come back.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale. But it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All in all, not a bad weekend forecast. Tonight will be dry, partly cloudy, not as chilly as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Not bad in February. Some spotty showers possible in the afternoon and evening hours on Sunday. And the same thing on President's Day Monday. A few spotty showers, high around 70. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by Monday night into Tuesday. Tuesday is a warmer day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
That was Nick Lowe. I love that song. Huge Nick Lowe fan. Always have been. Judicial Watch. If you've got a lot of money burning a hole in your pocket and you want to give it to somebody, give it to Judicial Watch. Because they're one of the few groups out there who's actually trying to do something about all these criminals in D.C. that are getting away with all the stuff they're doing. Also, if you have any money, Chris Cleghorn, who I consider a friend, lost his 15-year-old son this past week. And I'm going to try to get through this without crying because it breaks my heart. Just unexpectedly from what they thought was the flu. There's a GoFundMe page set up for Chris, and I'm not sure where it, it's not my thing. I don't really understand it, but if you'll email me, terracer, T-E-R-R-A-C-E-R, at AOL.com, or just send me a message on Facebook's Clearing the Air site, I'll make sure that you get set hooked up with wherever the money's going to help them out. It just breaks my heart, man. This life is so unfair. But nobody ever said it would be fair, but yet and still, I can't even wrap my mind around losing a child. I just can't. It's heartbreaking. Okay. Reading this from Judicial Watch's website, it looked like a classic Justice Department squeeze play. Pile a boatload of corruption charges on then-Representative Duncan Hunter, Republican of California, drag in his family and plead it down to a single count and demand his resignation. But Hunter fought back, and now Judicial Watch has uncovered new evidence supporting allegations of misconduct by prosecutors in the case allied with, guess who, Hillary Clinton. Yes, Hunter and his wife were indicted in 2018 in August on dozens of corruption charges related to the misuse of campaign funds. Now, later in separate court actions, they each pleaded guilty to a single charge. Hunter resigned from Congress back in January. In a June 2017 motion to dismiss, Hunter's attorneys noted that two lead Justice Department lawyers on the case, Alana Robinson and Emily Allen, had attended a 2015 political fundraiser for then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton at the La Jolla mansion of a wealthy supporter. Hunter was a vocal critic of Mrs. Clinton and an early supporter of Donald Trump. Quote, in light of subsequent events and their initiation of the criminal investigation of Congressman Hunter, Hunter's lawyers wrote, the attendance at the fundraiser by the two prosecutors raises serious concerns regarding a conflict of interest and a loss of impartiality. Duh. Both prosecutors are registered Democrats. The undeniable facts are that both attended the fundraiser for one purpose and one purpose only. They attended to meet the person they believed would be the next president of the United States. Now, the Justice Department responded with a mystifying claim. It told a San Diego court that Robinson and Allen were asked to attend the fundraiser in the event of a protective security-related incident where immediate prosecutorial guidance would be necessary. What? An earlier Justice Department letter said that the prosecutors were at the event, quote, in their official capacity, assisting law enforcement. Now, here at Judicial Watch, we've been around a long time. We can't remember ever hearing of a fundraiser that needed the presence of two U.S. attorneys in case, quote, immediate prosecutorial guidance would be necessary. That's a laughable claim, except that someone's freedom is at stake. So let's call this for what it really is. It's a lie to cover up inappropriate conduct. New documents obtained by Judicial Watch support the conclusion that Robinson and Allen were at the Clinton fundraiser because they were Clinton supporters, not on standby. The documents raise serious questions about whether prosecutors misled the court. Lying to a judge, of course, is illegal. Violations of the Hatch Act may come into play here, too, as well as violations of Justice Department guidelines. These documents, emails obtained by Judicial Watch under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the Justice Department, they do a lot of that, which is why I like them, suggest that Robinson and Allen were thrilled to be at the Clinton event. Although names are blacked out in the heavily redacted emails, it's clear that the correspondence is between two prosecutors who were the subjects of the Judicial Watch lawsuit. Thank you so much for the invitation to this morning's event, one email reads. I was blown away by your incredible hospitality and can't thank you enough for allowing us to crash that fabulous party. It was a really memorable morning. Another email says, you totally downplayed that amazing invitation. I had no idea it would be so spectacular. I didn't even realize we'd be invited in. I'm so grateful for the invitation. Thank you. Robinson has since left the U.S. Attorney's Office and is running for a judgeship in Southern California. Allen is head of the Federal Public Corruption Unit in San Diego. It's the wolf guarding the hen house, folks. Duncan Hunter is scheduled to be sentenced in March. That's a good time for the judge to address changes of prosecutorial bias and misconduct in that case. How about that? That was written by Micah Morrison. He's the chief investigative reporter for Judicial Watch. And I like JW. They're good. One of the few good guys out there. Don't trust me on anything, but do your homework and you'll see that it's absolutely true. Oh, wow. Frank Hawkins, this is good material for all Americans. America has undergone enormous change during the nearly eight decades of my life. Today, America is bitterly divided, poorly educated, and more in a morally fragile society with so-called mainstream politicians pushing cynical identity politics, socialism, and open borders. The president of the United States is threatened with impeachment because the other side's afraid he will remove all the changes they've been able to instill, and plus they really don't like him. The once reasonably unbiased American media has evolved into a hysterical left-wing mob not capable of presenting unbiased and truthful news or information to the American citizen. How could the stable and reasonably cohesive America of the 50s have reached this point in just one lifetime? Who are the main culprits? Here's my list of the 10 most destructive Americans of the last 80 years. There are others just as deserving, but these are the most prominent. Number one, Mark Felt, deputy director of the FBI, also known as Deep Throat during the Watergate scandal. This was the first public instance of a senior FBI officially directing interference in America's political affairs. Forerunner of James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Andrew McCabe. Number nine, Bill Ayers. Represents the deep and ongoing leftist ideological damage to our education system. An unrepentant American-born terrorist who evaded punishment, he devoted his career to radicalizing American education towards communism and pushing leftist causes. He ghost-wrote Obama's book, Dreams of My Father. Number eight, Teddy Kennedy. Most folks remember Teddy as the guy who left Mary Jo Kopechne to die in his car at Chappaquiddick. In reality, it is thought he really did the act of drowning while they strolled on the beach when he found out she was pregnant, then moved here to the car in the story after that, and it's all a cover-up. I don't know about that. The real damage came after he avoided punishment for her death and became a major Democratic force in the U.S. Senate, pushing his transformative liberal policies in health care and education. The real damage was the 1965 Hart-Celler immigration bill he pushed hard that changed the quota system to increase the flow of third world people without skills into the U.S. and essentially ended large-scale immigration of years past from Europe. Like Kerry, he sought Russia's aid in running against Ronald Reagan. Number seven, Walter Cronkite. I've talked about this. He was a much-beloved network anchor to some who began the politicizing and tainting of America's news media with his infamous broadcast from Vietnam that described the Tet Offensive as a major victory for the communists and significantly turned the gullible American public against the Vietnam War. In fact, the Tet Offensive was a military disaster for the NVA and the Viet Cong, later admitted by North Vietnamese military leaders. Decades later, Cronkite admitted he got the story wrong, but he was too busy sailing and hanging with the Kennedys, and it was far too late. The damage had been done. I'll finish this when we get back from this 3-minute break.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Sound good at all. Welcome back to the program. Number six, the 10 most destructive people in this gentleman's 80 years of life, Bill and Hillary Clinton. It's difficult to separate Team Clinton. Bill's presidency was largely benign. As he was a relative playboy and fiscal conservative, he rode the remaining benefits of the Reagan era. But his sexual exploits badly stained the Oval Office, no pun intended, had negatively affected America's perception of his presidency. In exchange for financial support, he facilitated the transfer of sensitive military technology to the Chinese. He gave North Korea capability. Hillary, a Saul Alinsky fan, I guess, is one of the best words to put it, is one of the most vicious politicians of my lifetime, a real godmother, covering up Bill's sexual assaults by harassing and insulting the exploited women and peddling their influence around the globe in exchange for funds for the corrupt Clinton Foundation. She signed off on the secret sale of 20% of the U.S. uranium reserve to the Russians after Bill received a $500,000 speaking fee in Moscow, and the foundation, which supported Clinton's regal lifestyle, received hundreds of millions of dollars from those who benefited from the deal. Between the two of them, they killed any honor that might have existed in the dark halls of D.C., and it aided the rise of political corruption of president degree. Number five, Valerie Jarrett, the Rasputin of the Obama administration and devout terrorist. A red diaper baby, her father, maternal grandfather, and father-in-law, Vernon Jarrett, who was a close friend and ally of Obama mentor Frank Marshall Davis, were hardcore communists under investigation by the U.S. government. She has been in Obama's ear for his entire political career, even living in the White House with them and pushing a strong anti-American, Islamist, anti-Israel, socialist, communist, cling-to-power agenda. Number four, Jimmy Carter, ignited modern-day radical Islam by abandoning the Shah and paving the way for Ayatollah or Your Toenails Mangy to take power in Tehran. Iran subsequently became the main state sponsor and promoter of international Islamic terrorism. When Islamists took over our embassy in Tehran, Carter was too weak, unknowing how to effectively respond, thus strengthening the rule of the radical Islamic mullahs for years to come. Number three, Lyndon Johnson. Johnson turned the Vietnam conflict into a major war for America. It could have ended early if he had listened to the generals instead of automaker Robert McNamara. The ultimate result was 58,000 American military deaths and collaterally tens of thousands of American lives damaged, and two, a war that badly divided America and created left-wing groups that evaded the draft and eventually gained control of our education system. Even worse, his so-called war on poverty led to the destruction of American black families. We've talked about this. With a significant escalation of their welfare use and policies designed to keep poor families dependent on the government, and voting Democrat, by the way, for their well-being the rest of their lives. He deliberately created a racial holocaust that is still burning today. A strong case could be made for putting him at the top of this list. Amen to that. Hang on a second. Let me shut that down. Okay. Number two, Barack Hussein Obama. Obama set up America for a final defeat and stealth conversion from a free market society to socialism and communism. He's never been able to prove he was born in America. While we get deeper into the Trump presidency, we learn more each day about how Obama politicized and compromised key governmental agencies, most prominently the FBI, the CIA, and the IRS, thus thoroughly shaking the public's confidence in the federal government to be fair and unbiased in all of its activities. He significantly set back race and other relations between Americans by stoking black grievances and pushing radical identity politics. He instilled Obama supporters in all levels of federal government that are still there today, presenting problems for the Trump administration. Obama's open support for the Iranian mullahs and his apologetic lead-from-behind foreign policy seriously weakened America abroad. His blatant attempt to interfere in Israel's election, trying to unseat Netanyahu, is one of the most shameful things ever done by an American president. Number one, John Kerry. Now, some readers will likely say Kerry does not deserve to be number one on this list. Well, I have him here because I regard him as the most despicable American who ever lived. That's a bold statement, folks. After his three faked Purple Hearts during his cowardly service in Vietnam, he was able to leave the U.S. Navy early. As a Naval Reserve officer and in clear violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, he traveled to Paris and met privately with the NVA and the Viet Cong. He returned to the U.S. parroting the Soviet party line about the war and testified before Congress comparing American soldiers to the hordes of Genghis Khan and atrocities. It was a clear case of treason, giving aid and comfort to the enemy in a time of war. We got a second bite of the bitter Kerry apple when, as Obama's Secretary of State, he fell into bed with the Iranian "Death to America!" mullahs, giving them the ultimate green light to develop nuclear weapons, along with billions of dollars that further supported their terrorist activities. He, along with Obama, secretly in the dead of night, delivered billions in cash to the Islamics. Only the heroic Swift vet saved us from a Manchurian candidate Kerry presidency. But unfortunately, we still got Obama. This was written by Frank Hawkins, who's a former U.S. Army intelligence officer, a former AP foreign correspondent. He's an international businessman, senior newspaper company executive, founder and owner of several marketing companies, and a published novelist. Currently resides in North Carolina. How about that? I couldn't agree more. I don't know that I put Kerry at the tippy-tippy top, but he is a POS, and he's a traitorous POS, too, which is the worst kind of POS, if you know what I mean. I don't know if you've been seeing this on the news, but it's amazing to me, and this has got to be scripture and biblical. Locust armies are devouring entire farms in Kenya in as little as 30 seconds. They're described as like something out of the book of Exodus. Hundreds of thousands, they're saying maybe even billions of locusts are ravaging large portions of eastern Africa and vast stretches in the Middle East. We are being told that these locust armies are unprecedented in size and scope, which means that we have never seen anything like this before. How about that? The UN continues to warn that the number could get 500 times bigger by June. Even if this plague ended right now, millions of people would still be facing a devastating famine in the months ahead. Now, these locusts travel in swarms up to 40 miles wide. Each of these swarms could eat the equivalent of its own body weight each day. And they can travel close to 100 miles in a 24-hour period. It's a nightmare of epic proportions, and it's just getting started. National Geographic has never been known to sensationalize their news stories, but even they are saying that this is like something out of the book of Exodus. Wow. You got to wonder what's really going on, folks. Not good. Just tearing it up over there. You got to wonder. Not good. I don't know if you saw this. Jerry Nadler has sent a letter to Barr, the Attorney General, demanding to know while the Department of Justice is looking into the Ukrainian evidence that Giuliani has provided him. Gee, I wonder why he would do that. I guess that's kind of like our government now saying that whistleblowers are just as bad as domestic terrorists. Really? Gee, let's see, what do whistleblowers do? Oh, they tell us the truth that's being hidden from us. That's as bad as a domestic terrorist? How? Well, I guess when you're the bad guys trying to keep us from knowing all the nefarious deeds that they're doing, I guess that it would be a danger to you, wouldn't it? It's just unbelievable how everything has flipped upside down, but it shouldn't be, because the Bible told us this was going to happen. We have been told, it's been in Scripture forever. And actually, people who call right wrong and wrong right are warned against this behavior in Scripture. It's going to get interesting before it's over with, folks. And I have read in several places over the past week that it won't be long before Christ is returning. And I sure hope that's true. Now, to those of you out there who still don't believe in chemtrails, let me read you this article. United States Air Force is spraying 6 million acres with chemicals in response to Harvey. Amid statewide efforts to clean up the aftermath left of the historic flooding caused by Hurricane Harvey, the Pentagon announced last week that it had dispatched C-130H sprayers from the Air Force's Reserve 9/10th Airlift Wing in order to, quote, assist with recovery efforts in eastern Texas. However, these recovery efforts have little to do with rebuilding damaged structures or with the resettlement of evacuees. Instead, they are set to spray chemicals in order to, quote, control pest insect populations, which they allege pose a health risk to rescue workers and all the residents of Houston. The Pentagon has requested that these planes treat more than 6 million acres throughout the Houston area. The Air Force noted that the current effort is expected to significantly surpass previous spraying missions in scope, specifically the spraying campaigns that followed Katrina and Hurricane Rita. How about that? Yeah, they're spraying. They've been spraying. And it's not for a good reason. Not at all. What they're using is an insecticide called NALED, NALED, I don't know how you pronounce it, but guess who makes it? Monsanto. By the way, it's banned in Europe because of its unacceptable risk to human life. It's a known neurotoxin in animals and humans. And guess, you're never going to guess where it came from. You're never going to guess who created this. Take a wild guess. Nazi Germany is where this was created. What are the chances of that? Now, the Air Force is saying this is an EPA-approved and regulated material, and that's probably true. However, that omits the fact that the EPA is currently reevaluating it for safety. Yeah. Well, the EPA's found that it harms 22 out of the 28 endangered species that's exposed to it. Unbelievable. Doesn't surprise me. It shouldn't surprise you at all. They mean to do us harm, folks. They mean to do us a lot of harm. NALED is a nerve agent created by the Nazis.